Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we've been talking about a number of issues this morning. There is the federal judge's dismissal of a lawsuit that Joyce Rowley brought against the city of New Bedford regarding the care of Emily and Ruth, the two Asian elephants at Bunwood Park Zoo. The second time she's tried to sue the city over the elephants, the second time she's lost that lawsuit. We also have the story about how New Bedford is having two of its precincts be audited for the election results. Not a big deal. This is just part of the state's, you know, this is what they do every time there's a presidential election. They randomly pick 3% of the polling locations to have the votes from there hand counted. And that'll be happening today in the Ashley Room at City Hall at 4 p.m. If anybody wants to go and observe that, it is the two precincts are Ward 5 Precinct B, which is the Kennedy Donovan Center South, and Ward 6 Precinct B, which is the Hazelwood Community Center. Those two precincts will be the ones that are hand-counted today at 4 p.m. in the Ashley Room at City Hall. But the story we've been mainly focusing on this morning is this story from Nuno's Restaurant in New Bedford, which announced on Facebook yesterday, quote, "Due to a growing number of no-show booked reservations, effective immediately, all reservations must be made through our website and a credit card number is required to book. There is a fee of $5 per person for a no-show reservation. Credit cards will only be charged if the reservation does not show up. Please visit nunosnewbedford.com." So what you have to do now is you have to go to their website, make a reservation for your dining experience at Nuno's, and give a credit card number. If you do not show up for your reservation, you'll be charged $5 a person for the number of people that would be in your party. So this is being met with mostly positive, you know, reviews from people in the restaurant groups on Facebook and from people in some of the comments on the WBSM and Fun 107 Facebook pages. But there are a few people that have taken issue with it. And one of those people is Bob in the, which group was this? The LMDO group, Like My Dine Out. He says, "Since I am a responsible diner who either cancels or shows always, This policy is insinuating I can't be trusted. It's painting all of us with the same brush. I would never reserve a table at a restaurant that has this policy. It's rude. Well, Bob, this isn't about you. And you don't have to make everything about you, Bob. Because, again, as a good customer, you don't have to worry about it. And if you are taking offense to it, that's a you problem. That's not a them problem. That's a you problem. It's kind of like the people who, you know, get upset because, you know, things don't go the way that they expect them to go in a situation that doesn't have anything to do with them. Like, are you really upset, or are you just trying to feign, trying to feign that you're upset about something just to be upset? Because this doesn't sound like it would apply to you, Bob. You don't have to worry. It's just for the people that have made this a problem. People who, as folks who are in the industry have been commenting, folks that will make reservations at 5 different restaurants and then pick which one they're going to go to and then just no-show the other 4. So this is something that, you know, the good people would never have to worry about. The people that show up or call ahead because they have to cancel a reservation would never have to worry about. Now, and I don't know that Nuno's is going to do this or any restaurant's going to do this, but if you called, say, 4 hours before your reservation and said, we're not going to make it, and they said, well, just so you know, there's still a $25 cancellation and we're still going to charge you, like, that would be a problem. But it doesn't sound like that's what's going to happen. It sounds like if you don't show, you are going to get charged. And that this is not going to be a situation where, you know, the average person would have to worry about it. It's just the jerks that are doing this. And it sounds like at $5 a person, you know, if you have an emergency and they charge you because, you know, you got into a car accident on the way and you didn't make it there because you had to wait for the police to come and write a report and all that kind of stuff, then I'm sure you can explain to the restaurant and tell them what happened. But I think a lot of people would look at that and say, well, it's $5 a person. Honey, it was just you and I. It's 10 bucks. I'm not going to worry about it. And then the restaurant still got something for the fact that they held that table for you. Now, the question can become, well, how long are they going to hold that table for somebody? Because if, you know, again, Nuno's is doing a $5 charge, but we're hearing that some of these restaurants do $25 or $50. So if they do a $50 charge because somebody didn't show up, it's 15 minutes after your reservation. You know, they realize you're not coming at that point. So they're like, all right, we're going to charge them and we're also going to give that table to somebody else. Well, now you just charge them $50 and you turned over that table. Like, I could see where people would say that that's not fair. But also, the simple way around this is show up for your reservation or call if you can't make it. The bigger problem here is that people just don't like to make a phone call. Like, it's asking somebody too much to pick up the phone and say, I can't make it today. And I get it. I hate talking on the phone. You folks are the only people that I talk to on the phone during the course of a day, if I can help it. I would prefer, once I get out of the studio, to not be on the phone at all. I have friends that will text me, call me, and I will, unfortunately, because I'm just a terrible person, I will ignore that request and send them a text. I'll be like, why? What's up? And that's kind of my subtle way of saying I'm not talking on the phone. And I do have some friends that I do talk to on the phone, and we end up talking on the phone for 4 or 5 hours. So that's why I like to kind of keep things, you know, as written form as possible. Also, I'm not really that interesting on the phone. Like, I'm going to be doing other things, and then you're going to be like, oh, what are you doing? Are you doing something else while you're talking to me? Like, yes. You called me during the very few brief hours of time I have to do these things. I'm going to do those things as you are talking to me. The other day, someone called me when I was at home, and they got upset because I was cooking dinner while they were talking to me. I'm like, did you want me to wait to eat? It's 7:30 at night. I have to go to bed by 9. Like, what I should say is, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm cooking dinner. But I didn't. I took the phone call. I put on Bluetooth headphones so I could talk to you while I was cooking dinner. I wasn't even going to be rude enough to say, I have to eat right now, so I'm going to let you go. I was going to let you keep talking while I put myself on mute and ate my dinner. Like, I'm trying to be the not rude person here, and you're making me feel like I'm the rude one. But anyway, the bottom line is that can solve your problem. Make a phone call. Tell the people, I can't make it in for my reservation. Feel free to give my table away. And then the people that are standing there waiting for the next table to open up can be the beneficiary of that. Or the people that come in and say, do you have any tables? Sorry, no, they're all reserved. Barry pointed out on the Fun 107 page. He says he hates more than anything when he walks into a restaurant, sees 10 empty tables, and they tell him, sorry, we don't have anything open. But those people made reservations. They had the right to do that. Now, some of the other people that are suggesting that, well, maybe the restaurant just shouldn't take reservations at all then. Well, they're saying that might end up being what they end up doing. But people's time is limited. They don't necessarily like to just get in the car and drive to a place and get there and find out they don't have a table and then have to figure out another place. In the 90s, when I was dating, that was like the bane of my existence. Is we would have an idea of where we were going to go. And, you know, we worked. We went to school. So we had limited time to go out and do things. So we had an idea of what we wanted to do. And then you get there and you find out, well, it's a 50-minute wait for a table. Like 50. Okay. Well, then I guess all we're doing tonight is eating because we're going to spend an hour waiting for our table. Or, you know, you've worked all day, it's 9 o'clock at night, you're starving, and you find out you got to wait another 45 minutes to get a table, which means you're not eating till 10, and then they're going to try to rush you out at 11 because they're closed. So, you know, the reservation idea is helpful, is beneficial to people, but it can also cause these logistical issues for the restaurants. So they're doing a service by accepting them. They're making it so that you can, because the restaurant's open from whatever time to whatever time. The reservations, you know, it might affect how much staffing they bring on depending on what reservations they have. But for the most part, they're still going to be open. So they're there anyway. They're giving you the convenience of when you can show up that works for you to make sure that you get a table. So you can't meet that consideration halfway by saying, just to let you know, I can't make it. And obviously, this isn't something that Nuno just pulled out of thin air and said, I'm just going to start doing this. It's been an ongoing issue. And as he explained to Gazelle yesterday, and you can read it in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, as he explained to him, you know, it's been an ongoing thing that's been a major problem for them. Now, the other, you know, some of the other points that were made earlier by the caller, you know, it's hard to park down there. That's valid. And maybe there are some people that show up and they have a reservation and they can't find a place to park and they get angry and they say, I'm just going home. Forget it. You know, that's possible. But I don't think that's everybody that's causing this problem for Nuno's. So there's a significant enough issue that they felt like it had to be addressed. And as we're finding out, it's not an uncommon practice. What's uncommon about this is the fact that Nuno's is only charging $5 a person. Because as we're finding out, a lot of places are charging $25 a person or $50 a table. Now, Anna brings up a good point. She says, the only thing I ask from restaurants that have this policy is to actually have a table ready for us at the promised time. Too many places take reservations and don't actually hold the tables for you. Now, that is true. There's a lot of times when people do take places do take reservations and they don't really reserve the table. But if you get there and they're like, it's just going to be 10 or 15 minutes because the previous party is finishing up. Like, you got to have some understanding and some leeway of that. They can't go and take a party that's there and rush them out. Now, there's nothing worse, in my opinion, than people that just sit around at a restaurant doing nothing after they're done eating and taking up that table. I'm always cognizant of that when I'm at a restaurant. Like if we're hanging out and just talking, I look around and I just make sure like, oh no, I don't see anybody waiting for this table. And I'll ask the server like, you know, is this table reserved after us, or are there people waiting for a seat? I'm not just going to sit there and be like, well, I was here first, so I'm going to take as long as I want and I'm going to have four more glasses of water before I leave. Like when I'm done having commerce with that restaurant, my time period there has expired as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm not the person that wants to sit there for 4 or 5 hours anyway. Now, sometimes it happens. You know, I met up with some family I hadn't seen in, I forget what month it was, but a couple months ago, I met up with some family at a restaurant on the Cape, and we had dinner at 6 o'clock, and we closed the place down at 10 p.m. We were done with dinner within the first hour, but we just stayed there and talked and talked and talked because we hadn't seen each other. But we weren't taking that table up from anybody. We were keeping an eye out to make sure. And if somebody came in and was looking for a table, we would have said, okay, maybe we should go take this, you know, outside or take this somewhere else because people are waiting for this table. We were all three of us cognizant of that and looking around and making sure that we weren't taking up time. Because time is money in the restaurant industry. Now, this was not a place that had servers. This was a place where you go and you get your food at the counter and you go and you sit down at the table. You know, one of those Cape Cod seafood places. So it was kind of easier to make sure that we weren't holding things up. And it was like a Wednesday night, so they weren't that busy. Amy says, I agree with this policy and most of the comments. Plus, I agree that the fee for no-shows and not canceling your reservation should be more than $5 a person. Whatever the average per-person meal would be at that time of day for the reservation, lunches may be cheaper than dinners. In lieu of the fee charged, I would say for no-shows within 10 or 15 minutes, the table should be given to the next appropriate number of people waiting for a table. If the original reservation shows up, they have to wait in the line for a table. So that's possible, too, that you could just move on to the next group and punt that reservation down. But what if those people aren't there? Because, you know, they're not supposed to be there till 8. Why would they be there at 7? It's a good theory what she has. I just don't know that it would work in practice. But this comes down to, it boils down to one basic thing, people's selfishness. People's idea of they're more important than the next person. They're more important than whoever's waiting to eat, whoever the next reservation may be, the person that got cut out of a reservation because they reserved that time, the server that would have waited on them, the restaurant owner that would have profited off them. They're more important than all those people. You know, this doesn't sound like it's been a series of unfortunate events where people somehow couldn't make their reservations. This sounds more like it's people who are blowing them off for the restaurant to have been fed up with it. And if that's the case, it's just rude. It's ignorant. And hopefully this curbs it. Because I know $5 a person doesn't seem like much, but if I got whacked $10 for me and somebody else not showing up for our reservation, I would remember that. And I would say next time I make reservations there, all right, we better make sure we actually go. Or what I might do is say, you know what, next time I want to go there and I'm not totally sure I can make it, I'm not going to make a reservation. And if this becomes something that becomes universal practice, that every restaurant starts doing this, then I think, you know, it'll become more of a second nature for people to either show up or just call. The fact that restaurants let people get away with it is why it's become a problem. And if that's true, if you've really got people making reservations at multiple restaurants because they might want to go to any one of those 4 or 5 places and then showing up to one and just no showing the other ones, that's the ultimate in rude, especially if you are planning on going with a large party, because they've got to put tables together, they've got to do special setups. And so now, you know, if you're supposed to go with a party of 10 and you decide, well, where do you want to go? Well, I made reservations here, 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 and here, so those are where we can pick from. and then three of those places are going to get, think they're getting a party of 10 and they don't, you just screwed a lot of people. And, you know, everybody was calling in before the election and discussing question five and talking about how you have to vote no because it's going to put the restaurants out of business. And why would you hurt restaurants intentionally when restaurants are still having trouble coming back from COVID and all that? You know, well, this is part of that too. So if you were somebody that was saying having to pay higher wages is going to hurt those restaurants, well, then you've also got to be somebody that understands that taking up tables that aren't turning over product are also hurting restaurants. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. We'll be right back.
No one knows her name. She's just a mystery. I have seen her maybe once or twice. One thing I can say, ooh, she's very nice. She's a lady. What I really want to know. Somehow I've got to let my feelings show. She's fresh, yeah, exciting. She's so exciting to
so
me.
The question I have is if this song exists in the Kool & the Gang catalog, why have I heard Celebrate so many damn times, but I've heard that so few times? Because that is far and away a much better song than Celebrate. I can't stand Celebrate. And I know part of it is because, you know, I used to work functions and I heard it way too many times over the years. But I just, it's like the lamest song. Like, there are songs that are just so lame. I choke on the lameness of them. I cringe at the sound of them. I feel secondhand embarrassment for the people that are dancing to them. And I know it's again, that's a me problem. I'm a jerk because people are just having a good time dancing and singing along with that song. And I've got to be the one that's being judgmental about it. I know it's my problem. And I know I should work on it, but I'm not going to. But my point still stands. If that song exists and that song is hugely popular, how is Fresh not more popular? That song is a far superior song. And Kool & the Gang actually has a pretty large catalog of good stuff that goes beyond Celebrate. But I guess, you know, you write a song that's a perfect fit for every wedding and party and everything that ever happens, you know, it's gonna be played. Like this, I've said this before, but the song that we lead into every hour of this show with is U2's Beautiful Day. And they once asked The Edge, somebody once asked The Edge of U2 what the thinking was behind that song. Like, what was the inspiration for that song? And he goes, well, I wanted to write a song that every time it was a beautiful day, people would play. Because as a musician, you want people to listen to your songs. And so what do you write about? You write about something that's going to happen quite a bit. People are going to listen to that song quite a bit. So they wrote a song that would happen on a beautiful day that people would play on a beautiful day. And I guess it works. They're certainly getting the royalties out of us. Not that U2 needs it. Anyway, also, in addition to this restaurant story we've been talking about, I mentioned a story earlier that this should be concerning for people that still get the Providence Journal. And I don't know how many of you there are, but they are moving their printing operations. They're discontinuing printing operations in Providence, and they're now moving what could be the Providence Journal printing to New Jersey. And they're saying, well, it's not going to affect what time people get their papers. Okay, it's not, but it's going to affect what time their papers have to be created. So you now will have an earlier deadline. When deadlines get earlier and earlier and earlier as it is. When I first started working at the newspaper, I think it was an afternoon paper when I first started there. And then I forget exactly when it made the switch. But, you know, the original standard of the Standard Times, because it's two papers that were combined. That's why it's the Standard Times. But the original New Bedford Standard was the New Bedford Evening Standard. It was an afternoon paper. And afternoon papers were hugely popular. So this was, you know, you would kind of have your deadline of, I don't know, noon, 1, 2, whatever, so they could print those out and get them out to people by 4 or 5 o'clock at night. And then when you became an overnight paper, you know, a morning paper, they would shift everything to the overnight hours. When I was working there on the sports desk regularly, we had an 11 o'clock deadline. We had to have everything wrapped up by 11 p.m. as writers so that they had an hour or so to edit and lay out everything. And, you know, they did, it's not like they sat around and waited till everything was done and then wrote it all and put it out. You know, they would do it as it came along. They would have, they already knew how much space you had for every story. And then, you know, they would tell you, you can write 8 inches, you can write 12 inches, which 20 years I worked there, I never figured out exactly what that ratio was. I would just be like, give me a word count. And I had a rough idea of how many words I could write. So I'd put that all together and then they would drop it like a puzzle in the pieces that they'd already created in the layout. And if, you know, it came up a little bit short, they would just raise the print size a little bit to expand it. You know, they had like little tricks they would do to fill up the space. And everything worked out great. They got it out within an hour. It hit the press around midnight. And you woke up at 6 a.m. and your paper was on your door. Probably earlier than that. It was probably dropped off to you at like 4 in the morning. But you had your paper waiting for you every morning. And then they said, well, we're going to move the deadline back because we're going to be printing multiple papers out of the same printing press. Okay. So then that became 10 o'clock. Then they moved the deadline back to 9 o'clock. Well, now that's a problem when you're working in sports, because that means you're not getting the Red Sox score in. That means you're not getting, you know, a lot of times the Celtics score, like if they're on the West Coast or in Texas or something, you're not getting the final score in. You're not getting at 9 o'clock. You can't write a full story about a high school football game, because most of the time those games are over, you know, 8:30. And you've got to go get player and coach quotes and you've got to add up all the stats and everything. So, you know, we would try to rush out a story, a version of the story that could hit the print edition. And then we would have, you know, go online for more coverage. And then the next day we would run the box scores. And believe it or not, high school football box scores were something a lot of readers cared about. And now they had to wait an extra day to get them. High school basketball games, they're not over in time. You know, in the spring, it was a little bit easier because you had very rarely did you have a night baseball game. Most of those games happen at 3 o'clock, 3:30, so you could get all that stuff in. But the fall and winter seasons were terrible for getting stuff in on time with a 9 o'clock deadline. I can only imagine what their deadlines are now when they were printing everything out of Providence. But now you've got this issue of, if Providence is printing in New Jersey and they've got to drive 4 hours with the printed product, when are they cutting off? And how fresh is that news? And is it even worth getting a newspaper at that point? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Tim, good morning. So I have to agree with you with two things. I didn't think this was possible, but even though we don't agree on politics, I'm glad you brought this up. Yes, that the song you just talked about, Fresh, yeah, that song is much better than Celebrate, because when I worked my first job at Century House, you know, we had a lot of weddings, and that,
oh, yeah,
that would be the song. That was my first job over there, kitchen help, and we set up the hall, you know, and to hear that song, I don't know how many, when I hear that song come on the radio, if I'm catching it, I turned away from it. I had the cassette player that played all those songs of Cool in the Gang. So, but I would skip pretty much right over that song. And Fresh was definitely a better song. The other point I wanted to make was, yes, I agree with you about, I caught the back end of it because I knew this was probably going to be a topic with the restaurant that in question, because that's one of my favorite restaurants to go to. I know the owner for over 30 years. And I don't blame him, because I've talked to him, and, you know, it was frustrating for, I'm sure it was a difficult thing for him to do. But, you know, I'm shocked. I'm surprised he didn't raise it more than that, because there's other restaurants that I was reading some people's comments. I mean, I can't, you know, confirm it, but, you know, people are saying $25, you yeah. know, but I'm surprised he's not at 20. But that's just the ignorance of people. Like, you know, when I make, you know, before it was just, you know, this was before COVID, right? We just walk in now because of COVID. You know, everybody had to make reservations because of limited tables, you know, spacing and all that. And, you know, and that continued on, which for some restaurants, they made out really well. I mean, I went to Turks out Mattapoisett there over the weekend, and they never had that outside patio area, and that place was jammed. I mean, it was jammed before, but now they made out. So, but I mean, like I said, that the restaurant owner, I've known him for over 30 years when he was first starting out, you know, as a waiter and all that. And I'm surprised he hasn't done it. I had conversations with him, like, a little bit here and there. You know, obviously he's busy, right? And he told me, like, you know, these people show up and then they'll show up. And I would call for a reservation. And, you know, he knew me and my girlfriend, you know, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, when you're going to come down? And I would tell him. But it got frustrating to a point where this is where we're at. And I don't blame him because, you know, you're losing money. And people, if you can't see that, you know, as a human being, and these probably are people that never owned a business, but it's common courtesy. It's just common sense that you call, you make a reservation. Hey, if you're not going to make it, you know, call them back. Say, I can't make it, and, you know, open it up. So do you know any update on it? Because I only caught part of it. Is there, like, he's only going to charge the $5 per person. Now, is it, like, a time limit on the website? Did he say there was, like, if you cancel it, you won't be charged? Is that what's on there at all? Do you know?
All he said was that these are for people that don't show up. So for people that cancel, I think you'll be okay. So as long as you give them a heads up, because even if you're canceling like 10 minutes before you're supposed to be there, there's somebody that walks in the door now that can have your table instead of having to turn them away.
Yeah, correct. Because I've walked in and that place was jammed, you know, and sometimes I, you know, that's why I call, like, hey, you know, and a couple of times he calls. I couldn't even book the reservation one time. He's like, hey, I'm sorry. He knows me very well, but he said, I can't do it. I said, okay, no problem. And I went to go search somewhere else and went to Fall River, and that place was jammed. I'm like, oh, well, I went to went to another place that way. I'm like, wow, oh, I ended up at a place that, it's okay. You know, it was fine, you know what I mean? But it's not on my top five, in other words. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you with that, you know, the common sense, courtesy, just call, you know, and, you know, cancel if you can't make it. But I don't know, is there somebody making reservations at 3-4? Okay, now we'll decide, and then you screw over the other businesses. I mean, that shows you where their moral high ground is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but anyway, that's why I chimed in. I thought it was a good subject, and I, like I said, I agree with the song, and I agree with you with the ignorance of people not, you know, being common courtesy of calling people up. So, you have yourself a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Goodbye.
And so that you know, as the caller was speaking, I was thinking about something too, and I was saying, like, the problem is that people don't want to cancel because they don't like to make a phone call. Well, what if the same system that they utilize to make that reservation online, what if they could also go online and cancel that standing reservation? I know I can do that with my barber. So I have to make an appointment with my barber to get a time slot. And there have been times that I've made that appointment and then had to cancel that appointment for whatever reason. You know, not the day of. I haven't had to do that. But, like, I might have a haircut scheduled for Thursday at 3 o'clock, and then I find out, oh, I'm supposed to have a meeting instead. All right, well, let me cancel this one, and then, you know, I'll make another appointment, and I can go right in there and cancel the appointment, or I can reschedule the appointment to one that's open. Like, maybe the restaurant should have that kind of policy and that kind of system in place too. So in addition to being able to make a reservation online, you can also cancel online. Then you don't need to call anybody. And then the restaurant can be alerted, hey, you've got a cancellation on this table. You can open that table back up again. Because if the problem with people no-showing is that they just don't want to reach out and make contact, then I can understand that. I think the bigger problem here is that they just don't care. They're just they're the important one here, not the restaurant. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. I don't know if anybody, I've been listening, but not listening, so I don't know if anyone already mentioned this, but I mean, there are restaurants like Pub 99 and like Mike's, where it's happened with me, they don't take reservations. What they do is like a call ahead seating, like an hour before. Like, so if you have a party of over, say, I don't know, whatever, 6 people, 8 people or whatever, maybe like 8 people, more than 8 people. Yeah, they won't take reservations. So what's happened, like, with my family, like, if it's someone's birthday and we want to go to Pub 99, like, you know, we all already know, you know, like, say, that afternoon, like, who's going and how many people are going to go. Okay, maybe after, at the last minute, maybe one or two people decide that. So an hour before, you know, you call and you say, you know, I'm trying to call to do that call ahead seating for, say, eight people. So they'll put your name down and they already have an idea that, you know, at 5 o'clock, they've got eight people coming. So, you know, they, you know, whoever's working in the restaurant, the manager already figures out, you know, this table, that table, whatever. So, and then if you're not there, well, you know, by whatever, 5:15, 5:20, well, now you've lost your call ahead seating.
Right.
You know, so, you know, maybe instead of the whole charging people, maybe that's something that he should look into and just say, you know, because I mean, at that, by that time, I mean, if people are going to go, they're going to go. If, you know, people have already figured out we're all going to go out to eat. Not this, you know, make a reservation, you know, 24 hours before or the morning of, and you're only going there at night. So I guess, you know, that works for Pub 99 and Mike's. I don't know if other places
I know do that. I can tell you one reason I think it works at 99 is because they have somebody with a headset on who is working that host stand that is taking to-go orders all the time and taking phone orders and able to make those phone calls. What happens if you want call-ahead seating but you don't have somebody to answer the phone and, you know, it's just whatever server gets to the phone, that kind of will hold things back. So you'd have to kind of have a dedicated person to be able to manage some of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, that, you know, that's all down, and I get it, and I know a lot of those restaurants, you know, they are very limited with their staff, but that's also a management thing too. I mean, you know, they got to come up with some sort of creative ideas on, you know, how to handle those situations if they don't want to lose business. But anyway, yeah, I just figured I'd call and, you know, just let you know about that. I'm sure you knew about the call ahead seating. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500 or app chat on the WBSM app. So, I wouldn't. All right, Lionel, go ahead, sing it. But I wouldn't recommend dancing on the ceiling because it's a real pain to try to get those footprints off later on. I've done it. I've danced on the ceiling, and it's very hard because you gotta get the mop and you gotta hold it up there, and then the water drips down on your face. Like it's, I guess maybe with like a Swiffer wet jet, it'd be a little bit easier to wash those footprints off. But just don't dance on the ceiling. It just makes more work for everybody else. Dance on the floor like a normal person. 508-996-0500. We have some time left as we're talking about this new policy that Nuno's has put in place about charging $5 if you know a person, if you no-show your reservation. They now require you you have to give them a credit card when you make your reservation. And if you don't show up for your reservation, they'll charge you $5 a person. And a lot of people are commenting on the restaurant Facebook group saying, really? Because most restaurants I go to, they charge $25 a person if you don't show up for your reservation. And it can all be avoided by, well, first of all, showing up for your reservation, but secondly, just calling if you can't make it so that they can give that table to somebody else. And as I was saying, maybe these restaurants that want to have an online reservation system should also make sure they have an online reservation cancellation system, because a big part of this problem might be people just don't like to call people on the phone anymore. I know I don't. So I could see that there are probably some people that don't want to, can't make their reservation, but just don't want to call. Which is still wrong, but, you know, if you give them that easy out online, it'd be a lot simpler for everybody. Plus, you can keep track of it better instead of having to worry about, oh, yeah, I forgot they called and said they're canceling. So that would be helpful, too. One place where you don't need to make a reservation, but you probably want to make one now if you want to get your Thanksgiving turkey cooked for you, is the butcher shop. 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Yes, I said they will cook your turkey for you. If you do not want to have to worry about dealing with cooking that turkey, you don't have the time to cook that turkey, you want to have them prepare it for you, they will do that. Of course, you can also reserve the turkey for them to have it ready for you to cook yourself if you are a glutton for punishment and you want to do it yourself and spend those hours running back and basting it and all that stuff. But you can get a delicious, juicy, perfectly cooked bird that all you have to do is just throw in the oven and warm up a little bit from the butcher shop. So stop in, talk to Eric, talk to Joe, find out exactly You know, what else are you going to need for your Thanksgiving dinner? They can have it all prepared for you. But also, again, if you're going to cook it yourself, that's the place to go, because you're going to get the real big meaty birds, not these ones that you buy in the supermarket that are frozen. And then when you take them home and you cook them, you realize that, you know, 70% of it was just bone and extra stuff that you're not going to be able to eat. You are going to get a big, meaty, juicy bird. In fact, they might even have photos of it, before photos. Like, this is what it looked like when he was still running around. You might have driven by him in your neighborhood. Now he's on your plate. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford, not just for Thanksgiving, but for all your holidays. You know what? You really want to make it easy? Get a platter. They put together these great platters, so you don't even need to worry about cooking at all. So stop in, talk to them, give them a call. Again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford, The Butcher Shop. Let me take my final break here, get that done, and then we will wrap things up. We'll be right back. So that's Jump, parentheses, For My Love by the Pointer Sisters, which is a much better song than their bigger hit, I'm So Excited. And, you know, just as we talked about how Fresh is a better song than Celebrate by Kool and the Gang, maybe this is going to be a future show topic. Maybe it's going to be songs that are actually better.